Week 15, Wednesday, Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. Let us adore the Lord, for it is he who made us. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord, hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks, with songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Let us adore the Lord, for it is he who made us. Bright as fire in darkness, sharper than a sword, lives throughout the ages God's eternal word. Father, Son, and Spirit, Trinity of might, compassed in your glory, give the world your light. Love and truth walk in your presence, Lord. Psalm 88. I will sing forever of your love, O Lord. Through all the ages my mouth will proclaim your truth. Of this I am sure, that your love lasts forever, that your truth is firmly established as the heavens. With my chosen one I have made a covenant. I have sworn to David my servant. I will establish your dynasty forever, and set up your throne through all ages. The heavens proclaim your wonders, O Lord. The assembly of your holy ones proclaims your truth. For who in the skies can compare with the Lord, or who is like the Lord among the sons of God? A God to be feared in the council of the holy ones, great and dreadful to all around him. O Lord of hosts, who is your equal? You are mighty, O Lord, and truth is your garment. It is you who rule the sea in its pride. It is you who still the surging of its waves. You crushed the monster Rahab and killed it, scattered your foes with your mighty arm. The heavens are yours, the world is yours. It is you who founded the earth and all it holds. It is you who created the north and the south. Tabor and Hermon shout with joy at your name. Yours is a mighty arm, O Lord. Your hand is strong, your right hand ready. Justice and right are the pillars of your throne. Love and truth walk in your presence. Happy the people who acclaim such a king, who walk, O Lord, in the light of your face, who find their joy every day in your name, who make your justice the source of their bliss. For you, O Lord, are the glory of their strength. By your favour it is that our might is exalted. For our ruler is in the keeping of the Lord, our King in the keeping of the Holy One of Israel. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Love and truth walk in your presence, Lord. The Son of God was born of the house of David when he came into this world. Psalm 88 continued. Of old you spoke in a vision. To your friends, the prophets, you said, I have set the crown on a warrior, I have exalted one chosen from the people. I have found David my servant, and with my holy oil anointed him. My hand shall always be with him, and my arm shall make him strong. The enemy shall never outwit him, nor the evil man oppress him. I will beat down his foes before him, and smite those who hate him. My truth and my love shall be with him. By my name his might shall be exalted. I will stretch out his hand to the sea, and his right hand as far as the river. He will say to me, You are my Father, my God, the rock who saves me, and I will make him my firstborn, the highest of the kings of the earth. I will keep my love for him always, with him my covenant shall last, I will establish his dynasty for ever, make his throne endure as the heavens. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Son of God was born of the house of David when he came into this world. Once for all, I have sworn to David, my servant, his dynasty shall last for ever. Psalm 88 continued. If his sons forsake my law, and refuse to walk as I decree, and if ever they violate my statutes, refusing to keep my commands, then I will punish their offences with the rod, then I will scourge them on account of their guilt. But I will never take back my love, my truth will never fail. I will never violate my covenant, nor go back on the word I have spoken. Once for all I have sworn by my holiness, I will never lie to David. His dynasty shall last forever. In my sight his throne is like the sun. Like the moon I shall endure forever, a faithful witness in the skies. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Once for all, I have sworn to David, my servant, his dynasty shall last forever. The unfolding of your word gives light. It teaches the simple. A reading from the first book of Kings, chapter 21. Now Naboth the Jezreelite had a vineyard in Jezreel, beside the palace of Ahab, king of Samaria. And after this Ahab said to Naboth, Give me your vineyard, that I may have it for a vegetable garden, because it is near my house, and I will give you a better vineyard for it. Or if it seems good to you, I will give you its value in money. But Naboth said to Ahab, The Lord forbid that I should give you the inheritance of my fathers. And Ahab went into his house vexed and sullen because of what Naboth the Jezreelite had said to him. For he had said, I will not give you the inheritance of my fathers. And he lay down on his bed and turned away his face and would eat no food. But Jezebel his wife came to him and said to him, Why is your spirit so vexed that you eat no food? And he said to her, Because I spoke to Naboth the Jezreelite, and said to him, Give me your vineyard for money, or else, if it please you, I will give you another vineyard for it. And he answered, I will not give you my vineyard. And Jezebel his wife said to him, Do you now govern Israel? Arise and eat bread, and let your heart be cheerful. I will give you the vineyard of Naboth the Jezreelite. And so she wrote letters in Ahab's name, and sealed them with his seal. And she sent the letters to the elders and the nobles, who dwelt with Naboth in his city. And she wrote in the letters, Proclaim a fast, and set Naboth on high among the people, and set two base fellows opposite him, and let them bring a charge against him, saying, You have cursed God and the king. Then take him out, and stone him to death. And the men of his city, the elders and the nobles who dwelt in his city, did as Jezebel had sent word to them. As it was written in the letters which she had sent to them, they proclaimed a fast, and set Naboth on high among the people. And the two base fellows came in and sat opposite him, and the base fellows brought a charge against Naboth in the presence of the people, saying, Naboth cursed God and the king. So they took him out and stoned him to death with stones. Then they sent to Jezebel, saying, Naboth has been stoned, he is dead. As soon as Jezebel heard that Naboth had been stoned and was dead, Jezebel said to Ahab, "Arise, take possession of the vineyard of Naboth the Jezreelite, which he refused to give you for money, for Naboth is not alive, but dead." And as soon as Ahab heard that Naboth was dead, Ahab arose to go down to the vineyard of Naboth the Jezreelite to take possession of it. Then the word of the Lord came to Elijah the Tishbite, saying, "Arise, go down to meet Ahab, king of Israel, who is in Samaria. Behold, he is in the vineyard of Naboth, where he has gone to take possession. And you shall say this to him, 'Thus says the Lord, have you killed and also taken possession?' And you shall say to him, 'Thus says the Lord, in the place where dogs licked up the blood of Naboth, shall dogs lick your own blood?'" Ahab said to Elijah, "Have you found me out, O my enemy?" He answered, "I have found you out, because you have sold yourself to do what is evil in the sight of the Lord. Behold, I will bring evil upon you. I will utterly sweep you away, and will cut off from Ahab every male, bond or free, in Israel." And when Ahab heard those words, he rent his clothes, and put sackcloth upon his flesh, and fasted, and lay in sackcloth, and went about dejectedly. And the word of the Lord came to Elijah the Tishbite, saying, "Have you seen how Ahab has humbled himself before me? Because he has humbled himself before me, I will not bring the evil in his days, but in his son's days I will bring the evil upon his house." Responsory: Wash your hands, you sinners. Cleanse your hearts, you hypocrites. Weep and mourn and humble yourselves before the Lord. You have condemned and murdered the innocent man while he offered no resistance. Weep and mourn and humble yourselves before the Lord. A reading from the Treatise of St. Ambrose on the Mysteries. The reason why you were told earlier not to believe only what you saw was so that you might not say, "Is this that great mystery which no eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor the heart of man conceived? I see water that I have been seeing every day. Can this cleanse me, this water into which I have so often descended without ever being cleansed?" From this you must learn that water does not cleanse without the Spirit. This is why you have read that the three witnesses in baptism, water, blood, and the Spirit, are one, for if you take away any one of these, the sacrament of baptism does not exist. What is water without the cross of Christ? A common element without any sacramental effect. Similarly, without water, there is no mystery of regeneration, for unless a man is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. The catechumen, too, believes in the cross of the Lord Jesus, with which he is also signed. But unless he is baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, he cannot obtain forgiveness of sins nor receive the gift of spiritual grace. So, that Syrian bathed seven times under the law, but you were baptized in the name of the Trinity. You confessed the Father, call to mind what you did. You confessed the Son, you confessed the Spirit. Do not forget the order of things. In this faith you died to the world and rose again to God. Buried, as it were, in that natural element, you were dead to sin, and you rose again to eternal life. Believe, therefore, that this water is not without power. Then again, the paralytic at the sheep pool was waiting for a man. And who was that but the Lord Jesus, born of the Virgin? When he had come, it was no longer the shadow which would heal men one at a time, but the truth which would heal altogether. He it was then whose descent was awaited, of whom God the Father said to John the Baptist, He on whom you see the Spirit descend and remain, this is he who baptizes with the Holy Spirit. And John bore witness to him, I saw the Spirit descend as a dove from heaven, and it remained on him. Why did the Spirit descend here like a dove, if not in order that you might see, and so recognize that that dove which the righteous man Noah sent out from the ark was a figure of this dove? You were to recognize in this a symbol of the sacrament. Is there any room left for doubt when the Father clearly proclaims to you in the Gospel, This is my Son with whom I am well pleased? When the Son speaks upon whom the Holy Spirit showed himself in the likeness of a dove? When the Holy Spirit speaks, who came down in the likeness of a dove? When David too speaks, the voice of the Lord is upon the waters, the God of glory thunders, the Lord upon many waters. When Scripture testifies that at the prayer of Jerubbaal, fire came down from heaven, and again that when Elijah prayed, fire was sent down and consecrated the sacrifice. Do not consider the merits of individuals, but the office of priests. Or if you do take account of merits, then just as you have regard for Elijah, take account of Peter's or Paul's merits as well. They received this mystery from the Lord Jesus and handed it on to us. To those men of old, a visible fire was sent that they might believe. For us who believe, it is an invisible fire which acts. In their case it served as a figure, in ours as a warning. Believe then that when he is invoked by the prayers of the priests, the Lord Jesus is present, as he says, Where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I also in the midst of them. How much more does he deign to be present when the church is where his mysteries are. You went down then into the water. Remember what you replied to the question, that you believe in the Father, that you believe in the Son, that you believe in the Holy Spirit. This is not a question of saying, I believe in a greater and in a less and in a least. You are bound by the very pledge of your own voice to believe in the Son exactly as you believe in the Father, and to believe in the Holy Spirit exactly as you believe in the Son, with this one exception, that you confess that you must believe in the cross of the Lord Jesus alone. Responsory from Matthew 3. The one who comes after me is mightier than I am not fit to take off his shoes. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. Cease to do evil and learn to do right, says the Lord. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. Let us pray. God and Father, to those who go astray, you reveal the light of your truth and enable them to return to the right path. Grant that all who have received the grace of baptism may strive to be worthy of their Christian calling and reject everything opposed to it. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.